The Great Test of Loyalty. The Sabbath, the great test of loyalty, is the truth especially controverted. While the observance of the false Sabbath will be an avowal of allegiance to a power in opposition to God, the keeping of the true Sabbath is an evidence of loyalty to the Creator. While one class received the mark of the beast, the other received the seal of God. Predictions that religious intolerance would gain control, that church and state would persecute those who keep the commandments of God, have been pronounced groundless and absurd. But as Sunday observance is widely agitated, the event so long doubted is seen to be approaching, and the message will produce an effect it could not have had before. In every generation, God has sent His servants to rebuke sin in the world and in the church. Many reformers, in entering upon their work, determined to exercise great prudence in attacking the sins of the church and the nation. They hoped, by the example of a pure Christian life, to lead the people back to the Bible. But the Spirit of God came upon them, fearless of consequences, they could not refrain from preaching the plain doctrines of the Bible. Thus the message will be proclaimed. The Lord will work through humble instruments who consecrate themselves to His service. The laborers will be qualified rather by the unction of His Spirit than by the training of literary institutions. Men will be constrained to go forth with holy zeal, declaring the words which God gives. The sins of Babylon will be laid open. The people will be stirred. Thousands have never heard words like these. Babylon is the church, fallen because of her sins, because of her rejection of truth. As the people go to their teachers with the inquiry, "Are these things so?" the ministers present fables to quiet the awakened conscience. But since many demand a plain "Thus saith the Lord," the popular ministry will stir up the sin-loving multitudes to revile and persecute those who proclaim it. The clergy will put forth almost superhuman efforts to shut away the light, to suppress discussion of these vital questions. The church appeals to the strong arm of civil power, and, in this work, the papists and Protestants unite. As the movement for Sunday enforcement becomes more bold, commandment keepers will be threatened with fines and imprisonment. Some will be offered positions of influence and other rewards to renounce their faith. But their answer is, "Show us from the Word of God our error." Those arraigned before courts make a strong vindication of truth, and some who hear them are led to take their stand to keep all the commandments of God. Thousands otherwise would know nothing of these truths. Obedience to God will be treated as rebellion. The parent will exercise severity toward the believing child. Children will be disinherited and driven from home. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. As the defenders of truth refuse to honor Sunday, some will be thrust into prison, some will be exiled, some will be treated as slaves. As the Spirit of God shall be withdrawn from men, there will be strange developments. The heart can be very cruel when God's fear and love are removed.